I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. I had a lot of positive response to the last show about treasure hunting in extreme heat, and I've come across some new information that just might help you save a life. There's no doubt that the summers are getting hotter. Whether it's caused by man or nature, I'll leave for the politicians and scientists to argue. For our purposes here, it doesn't matter why it's hot. What matters is that you handle the heat properly. I don't have to tell you that hot weather can be extremely hazardous to your health. Already, in fact, nearly 100 deaths in the U.S. and Canada have been caused by the heat this year. The best way to handle the heat is to stay indoors when it's over 100. But if your free time window comes when it's stifling outside and you really want to go treasure hunting, you need to take precautions. Now, I'm sure you're smart enough to drink lots of water, eat lots of ice, and wear sunscreen, but what about the other idiots out there who show no respect for the heat? Are you ready to step in and save a life if necessary? You should know that the rules for giving CPR have changed recently. It's a lot easier now, and you don't have to take a class. If you learn to alternate chest compressions with blowing into the mouth of a dummy, forget it. The new rules say no breathing into anyone's mouth. Here's what you do. Just two steps. One, scream for someone to call 911. Two, hard chest compressions, 100 per minute, right in the middle of the chest, until the EMTs get there. That's it. Anyone can do that, no lessons required. And if you know the Bee Gees song, Stayin' Alive, that's the beat you want to stay at, 100 pushes per minute. Just listen to that song in your head as you're giving the victim chest compressions. Now, a lot of less serious things can happen to you in the heat, too, and they can turn more serious real fast. Keep drinking water. You can use sports drinks, but use plain water, too. If you drink 12 ounces of Gatorade, drink 12 ounces more of water. Signs to look out for. Muscle cramps, profuse sweating, and extreme thirst are the first signs of heat exhaustion. Dizziness, headaches, and nausea are all danger signs. Stop your activity, get cool, and take fluids. A bag of ice on the back of your neck can help too, according to Brendan McHale, supervisor for the Sports Medicine Department of the Carle Physicians Group. And wear light-colored, loose-fitting clothing that wicks up the moisture as you sweat. Let me finish here by repeating the CPR rules. Please pass them along to your fellow treasure hunters. 1. Scream for someone to call 911. And 2. Give chest compressions at 100 beats per minute. The song Stayin' Alive can help you there. And keep at it until the EMTs get there to take over. Thanks for listening, and for a look at my book and some free articles on metal detecting and treasure hunting, visit my website, treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.